You are now at place number 5, the oldest part of the building, the eastern crypt or underground chamber. Above you is the high altar. You can hear that you're in an enclosed space with low vaulting. The eastern apse, or rounded end of the 11th century cathedral, was here.
All the Norman columns, such as the one you're standing by, would appear to have come from the western crypt, which is adjacent to this space, and you'll visit it shortly. The original bases of these columns are still in the western crypt. Face the column you're standing by, and run your hands to the top to find the carved capital. You can feel that it has a pattern of flowers and scrolled stems on it. All the columns here have different patterns on the capitals. Now run your hands down to the base, where you'll find, instead of the correct rounded moulding, a reused upside-down capital with a scallop design. Two capitals on one column is definitely not correct, which shows that it has been moved. The other columns here have mouldings at the base.
In front of you to the east are three altars, and on the wall to the left is the York Virgin, a 12th century stone statue of the Virgin and Child. Behind you to the northwest is the only font in the minster. Over it is an elaborate painted and gilded cover designed by St. Ninian Comper. It stands at the head of what was possibly once a well, and is by tradition the site of the baptism of King Edwin of Northumbria in 627 AD. Next to this is a stone trough, which was perhaps used for cleansing ceremonial vessels. Turn around so that your back is to the column and walk forward towards the western crypt. The entrance, with two steps up, is slightly to the left. Move very carefully. On the floor of the crypt are the bases of columns surrounded by metal rails. Once you have found the first of these, turn right and continue in an anti-clockwise direction. Keep the second set of rails to your right, and after about 5 paces, turn left. Go forward about 4 paces, and you will find on your right a very large round stone column with a zigzag pattern on it. It is about the same height as you and has an irregular shaped base. Switch off now, and switch on again when you are by this column. You are now in the western crypt, which was filled in when the east end of the cathedral was rebuilt in the 14th century. After the 1829 fire, it was excavated and provided with a simple but strong groin vault. You will hear this above you, as it makes the acoustics of this part of the crypt even more enclosed. In this still air, you can almost smell the stone around you and the earth below you.
These huge columns, 18 feet or 5.5 metres in circumference, were part of the second Norman cathedral built during the time of Archbishop Roger de Pont-l'Evêque. They can be compared with those in the nave at Durham Cathedral and are very exciting as they show how the stonework was put together. The formation is very sophisticated. As is usual, dressed stone blocks are on the outside and rubble stone and mortar on the inside. Feel the worked stones that form the main part of the column. You will find that they're elaborately moulded and very exactly cut. There is only one pattern, and each stone is precisely the same as the next. They are set in layers, half a stone out of step, in order to bond together. However, the edges are not always easy to define, so patience may be needed. The column is made of 40 identical pieces.
Now feel the overall pattern, and you will find it is a toothed spiral. Next, walk on about 4 to 5 paces to find another similar column which has a different pattern.
This large column has attached shafts and its overall pattern is of diagonal crosses. Alternate layers use a different combination of stones. Explore a quarter of the column, starting at the base. First are the shaft stones, then a half cross, a full cross, a half one upside down, followed by another shaft stone. Working upwards, the next layer consists of a shaft stone, two whole crosses followed by the shaft, and so on. The whole elaborate column is made up of three types of stones only, and a quick sum shows that 20 shaft stones, 28 full cross stones, and 24 half cross stones make a total of 72. Try counting for yourself. Behind you, in the central part of the western crypt, is an open chapel containing the altar and shrine of St. William. William Fitzherbert was Archbishop of York from 1141 to 1154. Although his appointment was opposed by powerful influences and he was deposed for 6 years, he was much loved by the local people. It's said that when William returned to York in triumph in 1154, the bridge over the Ouse collapsed under the weight of the vast crowd waiting to welcome him, and yet no one was injured or drowned. This was attributed to William's prayers. He died suddenly shortly afterwards, perhaps from poisoning, and was made a saint in 1227. During the work in the 1960s and 1970s on the foundations, the coffin of St. William was brought to the crypt and this chapel was created. The mosaic floor, representing the waters of the River Ouse, was designed by the students of the York College of Art.
You will next visit place number 6, the Lady Chapel. Retrace your path out of the crypt. Again, you will need to take great care and remember 2 steps between the western and eastern parts of the crypt. Cross over to the row of chairs and use them as a guide to reach the steps leading out. The handrail will now be on your left. After the first flight, there is an open metal gate and then another handrail. On your return to the aisle, turn left and walk straight down towards Saint's Chapel. If you decided to sit in the chapel, go to the outside of the screen. Halfway along the aisle on the left, you will pass 2 medieval cope chests. They are protected by a low iron rail. These semicircular wooden chests were for storing the valuable copes or vestments worn by the priests. There are similar ones at Gloucester and Salisbury. As there is still some of the original leather on the top, they may not be touched by anyone. Switch off now, and on again when you are by All Saints Chapel, which is next to the Lady Chapel.